This is KERE News. I'm Lauren Silverman. Flu season in Texas has started early. In Dallas and Tarrant counties, flu activity is surging, according to the Texas Department of State Health Services weekly report. If you're searching for a stocking stuffer, flu medicine might not be a bad idea. Normally, flu cases in North Texas spike after the Christmas holidays, but this year, the virus has come early. Dallas County Health and Human Services reported a steady rise of positive flu tests, which ramped up to a quarter of people tested over Thanksgiving week. So far, there's been one flu-related death in Dallas County. In Tarrant County, no one's died from the flu this season, but the early uptick in positive flu tests does concern Public Health Director Vinny Taneja.
We're almost 3 weeks ahead of time for the flu activity to start picking up. So that's a cause for concern because that gives, you know, flu more time to be spreading.
There are lots of reasons why this flu season could be starting earlier than usual, from weather to the number of people who didn't get flu shots. Taneja says another factor has to do with a strain of the flu virus that is not covered by this season's vaccine.
So the vaccine that we have has influenza A, H3N2 in there. But the strain, you know, half of the strains that are out there right now are a different kind. And they discovered that in the United States back in March, but the vaccine was already under protection in February. So there's a little bit of a mismatch.
The symptoms this year are the same as usual: fever, chills, cough, and headache. And getting vaccinated is still the best way for people to protect themselves and others from the flu. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends all Americans age 6 months and older receive a flu shot every year. Lauren Silverman, KERE News.